Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, we're talking also about how this current leadership and the mindset, you know, Saul people get Saul leaders. So when Saul was chosen, King Saul was chosen, he was chosen because there was people that had the same spirit as Saul. And he was just like them. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, I wish we had that segment. You could find it on the VFN Torch. When our president was running for office, I mean, he said, "I'm a Christian just like you are." And what can you say to that? Because at that particular time, that's kind of the condition of the church, is whatever, whatever.
Right.
You know, and I don't know whether he meant that it was a political aspect of it, but the truth is you can only have one God. And you can't be for Satan. You can't be against Israel and for God. It's just, you know, you're not for God if you're against it. The nations are going to be judged. I believe it's Hosea chapter 1 or 2. The nations are going to be judged in a valley, gathered and dealt with based on how we, and that's ethnos. It's not like your country. It's you as an individual. We as an individual are going to be judged on how we responded to Israel, what we did with the land. And they're wanting to divide it up. It's like, it's amazing. All these years later, exactly what the Lord prophesied would be taking place has taken place. Well, in conjunction to that, while we are negotiating with the haters of Israel, the haters of Christians,
yeah,
who has a, while we're saying to the Ayatollah and the president of Iran and the Muslim Brotherhood and all the crew that's around that as well, we're saying, you know, we want to talk to you about, you know, what you're doing. We want to be able to ease sanctions. And you hear yesterday what that actually means about easing the sanctions, because it just escalates this whole thing, gives them legitimacy with nuclear weapons. But the biggest thing that's doing, while we are doing, well, there's a lot of dimensions to the biggest thing, but one huge thing that's taken place, there's a sign going on for us as the church. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, you know, when I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was in prison, you visited me. When I was sick, you took care of me. When I was hungry, you fed me. And right now, Jesus is in prison around the world. But right now, there is a stage where Jesus is on this stage through Pastor Saeed in Iran, who is in prison just because he refuses to deny Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
Yeah.
That's it. And our current administration knows this. Our Congress knows it. Our Senate knows it. Our generals know it. Israel knows it. And it's broadcasted continually, you know, thanks to American Civil ACLUJ.
Right. American Center for Law and Justice.
Right, which you can get to at VFNTV.com and click on links. They're standing up. It was actually his son that had begun to
Jordan.
Jordan. Yeah, he's the one that began to focus on this. You know, thank you, Jordan. But understand, this is a sign to us. And so when all this is happening, you think that they would have freed him, or we would have said, we're not going to negotiate with you until you free this American. Mm-hmm. This American, he is an American that went over there to minister in the name of Jesus and had several churches that he was helping to start and that type of thing, and that was over. That's it. There's nothing else. And you have to understand, if you have not understood Islam and Christianity, you can do that by go into VFN Torch and look at the comparison of the two. But to acknowledge Muhammad as a true prophet, which means what he wrote down in the Quran about Jesus is true. And what they say in the Quran about Jesus is that he's not the Son of God. He's a prophet, but he's not the Son of God. And he has to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God, which means you're denying Jesus. It's the anti-Jesus gospel. It's anti-Christ, right? Anti-Jesus Christ.
Right.
And so, of course, Pastor Saeed, a Christian's going like, hey, you know, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. And so now they locked him back to a deeper prison. This is happening right now. We're going to talk more about this. He is a sign to the church in the world, and definitely a sign to the church in America, that if this is the direction we're going to go, that's what's going to happen to the church. As uninterested as this current leadership is about Jesus being locked up in jail in Iran, that's how uninterested they are in you, who calls yourself a church. They're just tolerating you right now. Yeah. They're just tolerating you. And understand that the spirit is. I mean, Lucifer's not going to like, hey, why don't you go out and evangelize and win these hordes of hell over to Jesus? And those that are following this dark aspect of things, they're just tolerating you. They would rather you not be there. Understand then, that this has come to this point in America because we have done evil in the eyes of the Lord. This is not because of the people. This is because the church has done wrong. We've sinned. We've done things wrong. We deserve the things being said about us. But if we repent and acknowledge them and say, God, we're so sorry. Forgive us for, you know, talking to a world about what to do when we ourselves weren't even doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're telling the world, this is how you need to be. And it's like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's, you know, they're going to eat your lunch. You know, what are you talking about? It's not going to happen. And we have to, and we say it often, and you probably heard me before, you know, I just want to apologize and say that I'm sorry, you know, for how the church has blamed you for our predicament, and to let you know that God loves you and has a plan for your life, and we just need to get our act together before our God and our Savior Jesus Christ. And Assad is a sign to us. And Pastor Saeed. And understand, while these negotiations were going on, while they're saying don't listen to any Israelis, the Secretary of State is saying that to our congressman, while they're saying don't pay attention to any allies of Israel while they're negotiating with Iran, the same time, Jesus is in this prison inside of Iran.
And they ignored him because they were asked, part of the negotiations, my understanding is they were asked to make the release of Saeed part of, you know, this agreement. He was totally ignored, and they chose to release somebody else. And now there's a project called, it's called Be Heard Project, where you can sign up with your signature, an email, and they'll send it out for you, so that right now they have over 136,000 folks that have signed up. I'm going to make this available for you on The Torch, where you yourself can stand. Listen, there's three things you can always do. Pray, give financially, and do something, act with service. And so being able to do that is so, so important.
We want to hear this. Hear this from CBN News about what we're talking about. Pastor Saeed.
Pastor imprisoned in Iran are increasing. The American Center for Law and Justice reports Pastor Saeed Abedini has been repeatedly robbed and threatened at knife point by other prisoners. The ACLJ also says his health is quickly deteriorating in the prison where he was recently transferred. Iranian authorities refuse to give him his medication. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow is in Europe meeting with key foreign diplomats and world leaders. He's urging them to apply pressure on Iran through increased sanctions for Pastor Saeed's release. You could log on to CBNNews.com to learn how you can make your voice heard for Pastor Saeed, as well as your prayers.
As CBN News, understand that Jesus said, whatever you did to the least of these of mine, you've done it to me. Whatever, when I was in prison, you came and visited me. To some others, they would say, he's going to say this. He's going to say, I believe it's Matthew 25. He said, when I was in prison, you didn't even pay attention to me.
Mm.
You didn't even go to ACLUJ.org and give $2 cappuccino money to Jay Sekulow, who was legally fighting, and that's, we're a land of laws in America, who actually would say, by law, you have to go rescue this American citizen. So that's how things are done in America. And he's attorney firm, and they're willing to do it. But the thing is, where have you spent your money in the last month? Where have you spent your money? It's Christ must. Jesus is in jail here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jesus is in jail. You can buy a PlayStation 2, or you can go to ACLUJ.org, go to VFNTV.com, click on links, and you see them there. And say, you know what, God? Because this is what he says. When I was in prison, you didn't even come see me.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in prison in Iran, think about it. You can hear these words going, you didn't even pay attention to me. You turned the channel. You turned the radio station. You started listening to something. You started looking at your shopping list.
Hmm.
You didn't even put a penny out to free me when I was in jail. They weren't giving me my meds. I was sick. You didn't come and take care of me. When they were robbing me by knife point, because they put me in this back cell now with rapers and all this kind of stuff going on, and he's getting sicker and sicker. His wife is crying out before you. I've given him a worldwide platform. In Church of America, what are you doing? You serve a you're in a government that's a government by the people, for the people. All you got to do is pick up the phone and call your congressman and senator and say, if you do not respond to Pastor Saeed and get him out of there and you stop these negotiations, crank up these sanctions, don't let go of these sanctions, then we're going to have new leadership. We're going to have new leadership because we want people to stand for God and for this country and for Israel. And you're not doing that by letting this American citizen be in this prison. And all he did was tell people that God loves him, God's got his plan for their life.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that your sins can be forgiven, And he was sharing them with the message of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
436 long days he's been in prison. 436 days.
Yes. And so I want to encourage you. And this is what the Lord laid on my heart this morning as I was spending time with him. You know, I want to be found. And one way that I know, I can know that you can go to the ACLUJ.org. Go to VFNTV.com, click on links, and you can see them there as well. And they're legally fighting for him because, you know, how can you get stuff to him? And there's others out there as well, but just make sure you don't waste it. I mean, focus it like a flint saying, I want, and begin to pray for them. Begin to call your congressmen, your senators, write the president and let them know, go get this man. No, do not negotiate. When they're wanting to threaten the church and they're wanting to threaten the Jews, the Christians and the Jews, that's what they're threatening.
Mm-hmm.
You got to listen to JJ. You got to listen to JJ. This is what's going on, exactly what we prophesied. JJ's in trouble. That's Jesus and the Jews, and we can do something. We can stand up. When we stand before the throne of God, we can say, you know, I prayed, I called my leaders, and I also gave financially to free this man, to free you, Jesus, when you were in prison in Iran during all these times it was going on. I stood with Israel, I stood with you, Jesus, and here I am standing before your throne. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.